The man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
10 Brazilian? How much is a Brazilian?
I said a hip hop, a hippie to the hip hip hop. You don't stop a rockin' to the bang bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogity beat.
From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio.
This is Bill Holbrook. I do the Kevin and Kel comic strip at www.kevinandkel.com, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson. How's it going? I'm your host for the next little while, and welcome to the show. This is show number 125 of Extra Life Radio, the official podcast of MyExtraLife.com. It is February 13th, 2007. Welcome to the show, everybody. Had a few technical difficulties on this fine Valentine's Day Eve show that we're doing. With me in the studio is my lovely wife, Kim.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
Good. I feel like an idiot tonight. This just hasn't gone very well.
It's okay.
Are you doing all right?
We're here now. We're good.
Okay. It's kind of been crazy and insane. But you guys might remember last year we kind of had a little Valentine's thing where we all sort of hung out and had the wives on and stuff. Well, we're going to do that again tonight. We've got some fun stuff planned for you. So stay tuned for that. Real quickly, though, this show is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. Use Life 1, Life 2, or Life 3 to save some money. Get your piece of the internet, GoDaddy.com. Also want to thank YouBuyNow.com for sponsoring the episode as well. There is no better place to get your geek toys. So head on over there, youbuynow.com, use Extra Life as your code, and save 10%, people. It's really that simple. Should we see who else is here?
Sure.
All right. Let's see who else is here.
Hello.
Brian from Mission Deep, are you here?
Hi, I'm here.
Oh, good. I'm glad to have you here.
I'm sitting in the living room tonight, so I'm going to be a little more mellow,
That's
relaxed.
Right. Because you're such a spaz usually.
That's right.
You're usually such an out-of-control guy on the show.
I'm out of control.
Now, with Brian from MissionDeep.com is Suzanne Dunaway from not MissionDeep.com, but from BrianDunaway.com or wherever, but whatever
yeah.
.com she wants to associate
Actually,
herself
that's,
with.
Actually, that's one of my domains, BrianDunaway.com.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Jerk.
I bought that, and Suzanne, she's got a website, too. We haven't launched it yet.
Oh, well.
I bet it's not Suzanne.com.
You don't think?
Nope.
That's been taken. Oh, sorry. I'm kicking Kim's microphone. She's keeping me straight here in the studio.
That's just great.
Suzanne, hello. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. We haven't had your southern aura.
Go ahead. Make it not sound offensive. Go ahead.
It's not offensive. I love. We all love her voice. I know Obsidian is especially fond of it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So to have you on the show is always a pleasure. So welcome. And I'm glad you could be here.
Thank you for having me.
And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Well, thank you. I guess that's it. Now let's move on.
It's
just
a regular love fest in here, isn't it?
We do have the one red-headed stepchild, except there is no hair to be called red on the head. With us from commissionedcomic.com is Obsidian. Obsidian, good evening.
And a lame excuse for not having his girl on.
His girly on?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello?
Well, I can't blame her.
Oh, what'd she do? She didn't want to talk to us?
She can't speak English.
Oh. Is that true? That is true. She only knows Spanish. Is that right? She doesn't know English at all?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. She doesn't speak any English. So
it's all good.
I was talking to her about coming on the show, and she said, well, you know, what would I talk about? So I told her I'd translate gladly, and she said, yeah, but that would get kind of lame pretty fast.
Yeah.
Lame.
How do you say
so what,
that could get lame
say?
Really that's fast in Spanish? How does that sound?
Yeah, that's what I was about to ask.
Well,
you.
Actually, what we said was, eso se volvería aburrido muy rápido.
Oh,
and,
muy rápido.
But actually, that means is that would get boring pretty fast.
All right. I understand.
And, well, I have to admit she's right. So.
She's probably right. She's a well-seasoned veteran of smartness and good things.
Wow, you know how to compliment somebody.
Really.
Yeah.
Pulled that one out of left field.
You're on a fire today. I can see why Kim like to.
Now, I should I got to say this right up front. We are going to have a completely poop-free episode, not a single poop story. For all those people who've been complaining up and down that for the last four episodes, all we've had is poo stories.
Okay, like the
man, what a waste. And I made such a big turd this week, I wanted to talk about it.
Yes. So,
like I was talking before the show, I think we just topped it last week. I don't think we can top any more poo stories than last week. I think that was just the apex.
Sorry, Kim and I are having a whisper argument in here, I'm not even sure what it is.
That's not very polite.
I'm not even sure what we're arguing about. What are we saying? I already said it. I'm losing it. Doesn't matter. The point is, no poo stories today. We'll save those for a different day. Maybe we'll spread them out a little bit more. We'll spread the poo a little farther and wider. And that's about as poopy as the show's going to get
We'll squeeze out the poo later.
I knew that was going to happen. All right, well, let's jump right in. Kim has limited time on the show because you have to pick up our daughter.
What?
Is that right?
It's all good.
But it's good enough. She'll be here for the chunk, for the large portion.
I thought you said no poo.
No chunk? Dude. Are there any words I can use that you won't say is a poo word?
Not really, no. All right. I can use anything.
That's what I was afraid of. All right, well, we're going to try to do a poop-free episode. But before we do that, Brian has a new segment.
Did
we all know that? Yeah. Did you know? I hope Brian knew. I hope Brian knew about this. But since we have our ladies here, we thought it'd be fun to let Brian do his little thing before we get into the big Valentine stuff. I don't know. That sounded dumb. Just because the ladies are here? I don't know what I'm saying. I'm a little frantic, dude. I've been running around looking for a cable and a connector, and it's almost 10. Anyway, it's almost 11 for you people.
It's almost 11 here, yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad.
For you people? That sounded so... For you people.
Well, what can I say? So, Brian, here's your new theme. You ready for this?
Do it.
Check it out.
And now, a visit from Brian's Pile.
All right, a visit from Brian's Pile.
I thought we weren't doing any food.
Well... I'm thinking of your junk, your gadget pile, your technology pile.
Oh, okay.
Because this is our new technology segment from Brian. He's going to once in a while showcase little technology tidbits here and there. And
something you may not know about me, I'm a little obsessive compulsive, so I'm often on the internet and I'm often downloading crap on my computer so that I can reinstall everything about every couple of weeks or so.
Sure. If you're using Windows especially, let's not forget that.
Yeah, I definitely do that.
You got something this week that's really cool. Don't you have something this week that's like video related or something?
Yes. I've used the iTunes service before downloading Star Trek episodes and that type of thing. But I really wanted something I could integrate into my computer a little better. And I saw something on TV last week called Vongo. And it's
Vongo.
Through stars. Yeah, Vongo. Great name. Not really. It took me about 3 days to remember. I kept wanting to call it Verizon.
Bingo.
Vongo.
Mondo.
So Vongo. But it's a download service from Stars.
Okay. Stars like the cable is like the cable satellite company does movies, those guys?
That's correct.
All right.
And you can go to Vongo.com, and if you are on Windows Vista or Windows XP, you can download it. Bad thing is you can't do it on your Apple or anything like that.
Or Linux. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So, but it's a really cool service. For $9.95 a month,
what do you
can download as many movies as you want.
Whoa.
And watch them as often as you want.
And these are movies that are what kind of movies? Is this only a single studio that owns these, or are these a bunch of...
No, this is a bunch of different studios from what I can tell.
Okay.
So far, it's worked out really well. The quality is okay. If you've ever downloaded anything that's been compressed, like either a DivX file or something like that...
A thousand times?
Yeah, like a thousand times.
Yeah.
It's okay quality. It's somewhere between videotape and maybe satellite TV.
That's not bad.
You can still see some... Yeah, it's not too bad. You can still see artifacts and stuff.
Yeah.
But the Vongo comes with a plug-in for Vista Media Center, and it's really cool. It all integrates very nicely. You can just... It's basically just point and click, and you can watch just about any movie you can think of. I mean...
That's pretty cool.
So
it's mainly
like
it's like a little software, but it's like an app, so it's not like just a web service. It's actually a little app you have to run, right?
That's right.
And for $9.99 a month, you get as much as you want.
$9.95
That's like a small fortune.
It is in Colombia. It is.
That's all the good things. And you can use it on up to three different devices. So you can have three different computers at your house, or you can use two computers and possibly some type of portable media device, such as a Zune. Now, of course, iPod's not going to work with that because iTunes got its own thing, you know, with their movie downloads for their iPods.
Well, what's
or
the
you
format?
Can use it on your computer and a nose computer.
But wait, what's your what's your format of
it's
video,
true.
Though? Is the stuff coming down in MPEG-4? Is it like something weird? What
no,
is
it's,
it?
It's not something really too weird. It's the WMV format, which is the Windows Media format.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason why it's in that format is because they use their digital rights management.
Oh,
on that thing.
Okay.
Windows,
so they do have some protection stuff in play, but it will work on your Zune.
Yeah, and everything I'd read, I was kind of like, okay, well, this is going to be something that you're going to download movies, watch the movies, and basically get rid of, because they do expire. I think they mostly play movies that they're playing currently on Starz. So, like, if you had the Starz movie channel, you'd probably see most of the same selection.
Yeah.
But this is more of an on-demand thing where you can actually click on a movie, download it, and in about 15 minutes you can start watching it.
That's pretty cool.
It usually takes about an hour to download the whole thing.
So,
now, I got,
so that's the that's just the app, or are you talking about per movie it takes an hour to download?
Yeah, per movie it takes about an hour to download
the
whole movie.
Okay. And you've got what's your broadband like? I mean,
I'm 3 meg.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 3. Okay. Yeah. 3 meg DSL.
Can you get a lot of old sci-fi and stuff like that?
There's not a whole lot of old sci-fi. There is some old sci-fi. They've got a category for that, so that's one of my favorite parts is the sci-fi section.
Porn? How about porn?
No porn. this isn't Cinemax. This is Starz we're talking about. So
but what about
is...
but what about if there's a movie and they show something, you know, like the titty?
Oh my gosh, dude!
Yeah.
Freaking.
They do that now. There is like rated R stuff and that kind of thing, but nothing. You're not going to see any. Hardcore, you know,
like Porky's, you know, like I want to see Porky's from the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they were playing it, then you probably could watch it.
Yeah.
Most of the movies seem valid for about, probably about 3 to 6 months usually.
Yeah.
So once it rotates off of Starz, you can't watch it anymore, which is a bad thing.
Now, what's interesting is I don't ever see a company like, it's nice to see Starz doing this, but can you imagine TNT doing this? They really wouldn't have much to do, because that's basically the Shawshank Redemption and Christmas Story channel. That's all those people have over there, and they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah.
But how do you spell this thing? V-O, what is it?
V-O-N-G-O.
Vongo.
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 And if you're like me, they got a 14-day trial period, which is free.
Yeah.
You do have to secure it with a credit card.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you can watch it outside the U.S. I'm not sure on the license restriction of that, because I would think probably not, because, you know, kind of like DVDs, you got regions that you only can play certain places. So
yeah, that makes sense.
That may be some bad news. Now, I was really worried at first. I was like, okay, what if a movie stops playing? You know, what if they get it out of their database and I want to see it again?
Yeah.
Well, I took a quick look around and I was like, okay, well, I know it's a WMV file because I noticed that it was downloading it to... pretty much clearly downloading it to my shared files.
Yeah.
And I could see a file in there that was called WMV. Well, I tried to play it in my Windows Media Player and it wouldn't play it. So I hopped on the internet. I found something called Fair Use for WM, which is Windows Media. And it strips the DRM off the front of it.
Oh.
It takes the DRM header off that, and I was able to strip that off, and now I'm able to watch it on my MacBook.
It sounds illegal.
Which is really cool. Yes, it's supposed to be for fair use, basically.
Yeah.
Illegal, correct. Immoral, I don't know. Because, see, I'm allowed to have three devices, and I'm actually only using it on one device right now, but I wanted to play on my Mac, and they're working on software to make it work on the Mac.
Yeah.
I was able to strip the DRM and play on my Macintosh.
All right.
Which I use Flip for Mac, the Windows Media Player.
Yes.
It plugs into the QuickTimes Player.
Yes.
You ever use that?
Yes.
Awesome. Yes.
All I'm saying is,
B-Man.
They've got you in their radar right now. Yes.
Obsessed. Yeah, yeah. Well, B-Man, they're not gonna, you know, if they really got concerned about it, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so easy to do.
Bring it on.
It didn't take me any time to download this software, and it worked instantly to strip off the DRM. So
very nice.
They're not
so
trying
tell
too
us,
hard.
So tell us, B-Man.
Yeah.
What did you watch?
Well, so far I watched 3 o'clock High. Have you seen that? Awesome movie.
Old high school thing, right? High school movie. Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and I've downloaded a couple of classic romantic movies for my wife.
Oh,
that we can watch tomorrow.
Freaking
like
hubba.
We downloaded Sleepless in Seattle and A Walk in the Clouds. Keanu Reeves.
Okay, wait a minute. The best thing about 3 o'clock High it was filmed actually near here. It was filmed in Ogden. Did you know
everything
that?
Everything was
honey?
Filmed near. Nope, no,
you didn't know that. Nope. She's from Mississippi.
Did you know that Steven Spielberg was executive producer on 3 o'clock High, and then after it had been released, he actually had his credits pulled. He didn't want to be
associated with it. It's a good movie.
Yeah, I love that movie. I think it's awesome.
Well, then he's stupid. Not only did he turn all the guns into walkie-talkies and E.T., then he went and
pulled
the stuff like
that. Yeah, that is so lame. I still have my Laserdisc. I'll have my Laserdisc E.T. so I can still see the guns.
That's pretty terrible. Well, anyway, good stuff. Well, thanks, Brian. Next week, we'll do another one of these. I think this was something people look forward to because we like to talk about a little tech here and there, a little bit of software, a little bit of
absolutely.
This and that. Little hackery.
A little less poo.
A little less poo, of course. before we do anything else, I got one more thing to play, and then we're going to jump into the wife stuff so that I can make sure I give Kim...
to the wife stuff?
So I give Kim lots of buffer today, so you can go where you need to go and do what you got to do. Does that sound all right?
It's all good.
Okay. You're so far from the mic. Are you all right over there?
It's all
She's
good.
Tired.
Shut up.
My wife's the hardest working wife on earth. Am I kicking the mic?
Yeah. Oh,
dude.
It's all good.
Except for Suzanne. You're
also brown-nosing, you know?
I am doing that. All right, here is the thing I wanted to play, and here it is. Okay, now, somebody named UnderHero5 created a video of him doing the Extra Life Radio theme with hand farts. Now, you guys probably saw it, but yeah. He also did an audio version of it, and I thought I'd just play a little bit here if anyone had missed it. Our theme done with hand farting. Here it is. All right, that kind of just goes on for a while.
That guy has got mad skills.
Oh,
man.
You know what? You would have so much fun at like kids' parties and like
stuff
like that. People gather around and you'd never get.
Yeah,
have
but you ever then you'd be the relative that all the aunts and stuff look at and despise.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They already do that now. At least I'd have a skill. So anyway,
yeah.
What were you going to say, Brian?
Have you ever seen the original episode where Bugs Bunny, where Marvin the Martian was introduced? There's like this trumpet scene where he blows his trumpet to call his dog.
Is it hand farts?
It's a combination of Mel Blanc doing hand farts and doing some mouth work, yeah.
Well, that's why this reminds me of that, because when I first heard
it. Yeah,
it
does. It's exactly what I thought when I heard it.
Of Venus.
Yeah, sounds like a bunch of cartoon sounds. But, yeah, and the guy's got a video. One of them is actually him doing it with his whole body showing so people didn't think he was faking it with his mouth or something. And he's got, like, Mario themes and Zelda themes, all these video game things.
People are so negative.
I know.
There's no way he could have done that with his hands.
But I feel famous. When you do a hand fart version of the Extra Life Radio theme, I'll bet Rob Goobers, who wrote the theme, is probably thrilled to hear that.
Yeah.
I can't say the guy's name right. Goobers.
I wonder if he could do some kind of remix with that in there with it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool. Well, anyway, so we're going to come to a little bit more of that kind of stuff here later, but we want to do what we really came here for.
What's that?
Which
what
is
that?
A trivia for the girls, okay?
Dum bum bum.
This is going to be fun. I even have some really cool music for it that I will play during this. Now, what I thought would be fun is, okay, Kim, you're a geek's wife.
Yeah.
Okay, Suzanne, your husband's a total geek, right?
That's right.
All right. You guys somehow stick with us, stay with us. You're fine with it, and you understand. Here you are sitting here doing a stupid podcast. How do you feel about that, dear?
I'm pretty happy about it.
You're happy about it?
Yeah, I like it.
You're okay with it?
Yep.
All right. You and I should be recording some stuff for the other guy, Mark. That's a long story. We won't get into it now, but we are so freaking late with his stuff. So, Mark, if you're listening, we're working on it, dude. We swear.
Okay, Larson? So since I'm the guy without a wife.
Yeah.
And pretty happy about it, by the way. I have a question for the wives.
Oh, okay. Hurry up, because mine are real trivia questions.
I'm
teasing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Mine is actually a pretty interesting question. Okay.
Oh, all right.
So be honest with us, Kim and Suzanne, and we don't care if you fight afterwards. Has the total geekery of your husband ever been an issue? Maybe not something you discussed or argued with him, but has it ever come to your mind like, oh man, What a geek. What is this?
You mean like kind of regretting the fact that they're with us? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, that's a little heavy, Sky. those are pretty heavy words.
I have no regrets.
I would be really, really impressed if Kim all of a sudden goes like, yeah, I regret marrying Scott. No regrets. Right. Just, you know, like,
have there been moments?
Sometimes has there ever been a moment like, oh, what a geek.
All right, well, honey, do you answer that first?
Yes, I would say in your Extra Life TV when you were dancing.
Oh, you didn't like that?
When he fell over. Has everyone seen that?
Oh, of course they have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Dude, I embarrassed myself in front of the entire interweb. That was good times.
And he kept it in there. It's a bad thing. It's not like it was live or something.
Yeah, I had a chance to actually remove it, and I didn't. I chose not to do that. So
I was like, everyone will think you cannot dance.
Well, I can't.
Well, better than that.
Well, wait a minute. He's American. Of course he can't dance.
Yeah.
That's probably true. Okay.
Listen, and Shakira, white. keep it to yourself there, Shakira. No, the point is that I mean, but has there been a time other than me dancing where you went, dude, what a nerd?
No.
Really?
No, not really.
It makes
me
feel good for you to say that.
Good.
Okay. The honey after the show, okay?
All right, so Brian, you answer the question.
Suzanne. You know, the woman is Suzanne, the man is Brian.
Okay. So Brian,
now,
so
I would
Suzanne.
Probably be completely on the opposite side because I'm like, woo, what a geek. Because people come and say, I need help with my computer problems or whatever. I'm like, go to my husband. He's a geek.
That works every time, huh?
That works every time.
So your husband's geekery actually sort of, you know, turns you on?
Oh, my gosh, dude.
It's quite a turn on.
Mr. Colombian Titty over there has to just.
You ought to have seen my wife. I got to see my wife last year when I told her I was going to Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we're spending our family
Dragon
vacation.
Con for you here under the covers.
Yeah. Yeah, I got excited about all the cosplay and everything. There's a guy dressed up like Elvis and a stormtrooper. That's good times. But, okay, let's start with these questions because this is where we test you guys, though, because you've been around me for how long have we been married?
14 years.
14 freaking years, dude.
You had to ask? Right?
No, I mean, I knew it. I just wanted you to say it.
How many years, honey?
That's going to be a fight later on.
14 freaking years. That's just insane.
14 and a half. Yep.
But, Brian, how long have you been married?
Be 10 years this fall.
Oh, you guys are weaklings. Just kidding. When you get to 14, I'm teasing. Like, there's really any difference.
All right, now I'm embarrassed. I'm out of here.
Wait till you're 11. That's when it becomes a real pain.
Yeah, Obsidian. She's officially embarrassed now.
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years. That's
sweet. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. So when we had our 10-year anniversary, you were with China Doll. That's great.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm glad you can do basic math, Scott.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah.
You're lucky I can do basic math. All right, here are some questions. But the point of this was, you guys are around us so often. How much of this stuff are you actually picking up on? And I have a test to see how much you are. All right, you ready for this?
I do really bad with tests.
So we're going to start with Suzanne. We'll just go back and forth. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Suzanne, what is the name of the Wookiee home planet? I have not told anybody these questions beforehand, not even O or Brian. This is totally new to everybody.
And I'm not mouthing the answers to Suzanne now.
No
cheating. Can I speak in the name of China Doll? I'll do it in Spanish.
If neither of them get it, then yes. Kim can steal if Suzanne doesn't get it.
I really have no idea.
No idea?
Sorry.
Kim, it goes to you.
No, I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah,
all right, Obsidian in Spanish, please, or with an accent at least.
I believe the accent would sound pretty much the same in any language.
All right.
But yes, this would have to be... do I really have to say this?
Yes.
I mean, all of a sudden, I feel kind of stupid saying Kashyyyk. But
Kashyyyk is the name. That is correct. Ding, ding, ding. Obsidian gets a point. For being a wife?
For being such a good wife.
Yeah, for being such a good wife, you get a point. All right, next up. Kim, this is for you.
Okay. I hope I can do this.
What does Lord of the Rings, The Matrix, V for Vendetta, and Priscilla, Queen of the Desert have in common?
Okay, love all the movies.
Okay. That rubbed off. That's good.
Yeah. Let me think for one second. Who's in Oh, yes.
You
crap,
scream my
name.
You can say a character. You can say a character.
Sorry. Oh,
you can say even
no,
one
no,
of
no,
the characters.
I like that, actually. It sounds good.
It's, oh, my gosh. Why can't I think of his name? Yeah. Mr. Anderson.
Okay, close enough. She gets it.
No, but wait a minute. I think Suzanne should be able to steal if she knows the guy's name.
Okay, do you know his name,
yeah,
Suzanne?
Do you know his name?
Awesome. The Matrix?
I know this is hard, you guys.
Is Suzanne even there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm too embarrassed to say I don't know.
Did anyone know? Brian, do you know? You want to steal from the women?
Gotta say it as a woman, though. You don't know the name? Okay, my turn.
Name. Okay. I know his name. Go ahead,
Brian. My turn. It's Hugo Weaving.
Hugo Weaving is correct.
Oh,
no, no, not Hugo. Hugo.
Hugo. Dude, where do you live?
Hugo.
Freaking
Hugo. I live in Columbia, Scott. You know that.
It will never be Hugo to me.
I used to have a Hugo.
Yeah, I got a little Hugo right now. All right, next question. Suzanne, you ready for this one? This is a relatively easy one. Who is the lead villain in the Mario games? I hear typing. Who's typing?
Oh, I'm typing.
Oh, okay.
What, I'm not allowed to type anymore?
Sorry.
Wait a minute. Kim needs to answer this because I would be under the impression that knowing the answer to this question is actually a decisive factor for being in Scott's good eye.
Being in my life? Well, hold on. I want to see if Suzanne knows. Suzanne, do you
know? Well, I've got two that I'm thinking. I'm not sure which one you want. I would say Bowser, but maybe Wario. I guess it depends on which one you were looking for.
You are absolutely correct. It is Bowser. Very nice.
Took to school.
Nice work. Nice work.
But what most people don't know is that secretly it's Luigi.
Oh.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, next one. You ready? This one's for Kim.
Oh, gosh.
Which Evil Dead movie involved time travel?
Oh.
Army of Darkness.
Oh, my gosh,
dear.
Oh,
good job.
Can you freaking
love
believe that
movie.
Holy, I had no idea she'd know
job.
That.
Good job.
All right, not bad. Suzanne, this one's for you. What ship made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs?
The Millennium Falcon.
Oh, dude.
Ooh.
All right.
What's an aluminum falcon?
What's the aluminum what? Anyway, that's awesome.
That's just quoting Robot Chicken, but yeah.
Okay, next one. Kim, this is a hard one. Are you ready?
Awkward silence.
Sorry, I was looking at the questions. How many Final Fantasy games are there? And O can check on. I mean, O can actually hold you to this because he knows more than anyone.
I do know this. I know the answer to this.
You
one.
Know this one?
I do know this one.
All right.
13.
Is that true, O? I actually don't know this.
Actually, no.
Oh.
Oh, I only count 7.
No, how many, like, the.
13.
I don't mean the offshoots.
No, but
and stuff.
I mean,
no
I'll be honest. I don't know the answer to it either because, yeah, sure. I mean, I just played Final Fantasy 12. 13 should be on its way, but you also got Tactics and a whole bunch of other Final Fantasies, which are not with the numbers.
Yeah, Chocobo Wrestling doesn't count, or whatever. So, close enough.
I just
not bad, dear.
I remember reading that going, okay, Final
But, you know, it's
13,
cool. It's cool that when you said
Final
Fantasy,
should be the
she
final
knew
one,
what you
right?
were
Yeah, the first one should have been the last
final.
One.
Final.
Yeah.
These women are smart.
So you should have just said none, because none of them were the final one.
That's true.
Very
that was a
well
trick
done.
Question.
Nicely.
Quiz chuck.
Nice.
It's a trick question.
I just said quish-chuction.
Quish-chuction.
next one. Here you go. There's another good one for you. You ready, Suzanne?
I'm ready.
We're ripping right through these. What superhero character did Liam Neeson play in a film directed by Sam Raimi? Also the director of the Army of Darkness film we talked about earlier. But what superhero did Liam Neeson play? It was in the 80s.
The only thing I can think of is Star Wars, and that's not it.
Nope. That was definitely not it.
You.
Kim, do you want to steal?
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't remember
the
that.
Answer would be Darkman.
Oh,
I knew that.
Man.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Obsidian knew that.
I think of him as a superhero, but yeah. Right.
You know, but I always confuse him for some reason with the Shadow, which was this other guy, Baldwin.
Yeah.
If you remember that one.
Yep.
But Scott, apparently.
Sorry.
Scott's barely talking with his wife again.
No. I'm not. I'm trying to keep all this stuff straight. I'm keeping sort of pseudo score here. How many megabytes in a gigabyte.
Is there a score? Are we scoring this?
No, we're not going to score. Phew. We're not scoring now or later, baby.
I don't know these answers.
Yeah, to see who's the better what.
We're testing the better.
We all know that's Suzanne.
We know it's. See, look, that was nice. Girls are always so nice to each other.
I like Suzanne.
They're the fair sex, but let me tell you something. This is what happens. This is what happens. When we're younger, men and boys are turds all the way up through about 50.
Yeah.
And then about 50, about 50, we get really white.
We have our first heart attack.
No,
we get a lot nicer.
That's true, but we get really full of wisdom, and we're sort of, you know, very, so let me take a very pragmatic approach to this life's challenge. That's how we kind of get, the women get crazy at 50. And then they lose it all the way to 80. They go from zero
yeah,
to...
Yeah, we're nice till we get 50.
And then they make the video, old woman gone wild. you got all these, you know, old
women. Well,
saggy
ever
breasts
nice.
Just running
nasty.
Around on the beach.
Nasty. Sick. Oh, dude, it's like my grandma used to always say that she tied them behind her back when she'd water ski. That's terrible. Okay.
That is pretty horrible.
That's worse than a poo story, if you think about it. Okay, Kim, how many megabytes in a gigabyte?
Oh, I know this.
Okay.
1,000.
Very good. 1,000.
Well, nice. Technically.
Oh, technically.
Oh, my gosh. Are you technical?
It's 1024.
Yeah, that's true. But usability-wise and general knowledge. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You don't make up excuses for your
judges.
Wife, Scott.
Hey.
Okay. That's why I like him.
Wait a minute. I'm the judge. I'm the judge because I'm the guy without a wife here, so I'm impartial.
All right. You're an impartial judge. You're the British jerk from our version
British.
Of what's his name?
British?
Oh,
but
yeah,
I can't speak
yeah.
with
Simon
a British
Cowell.
Accent. I sound pretty stupid.
Simon?
He's the Simon of the show today.
Yeah, I'm the Simon of the show today. And
so
I'll
that
say,
and Paul Abdul?
You know, I'm done with that show. I only could watch that first 2 weeks where everybody was retarded, and then I was done.
What's up, dog?
I can't watch it.
But isn't that,
up,
isn't that what everybody does? Like you watch the first 2 weeks to make fun of people, and then only the hardcore fans.
What's
watch?
Up? Yeah. What's up, pretty dog? Much. You're going to Hollywood. He sucks.
What's up, dog?
It sucks. Enough. What's up, dog? From him is all I
okay,
got to
so
say.
Okay, so I'm the judge from now on.
All right,
next
judge
question.
From now on. Who's next? Oh, you're up, Suzanne.
Suzanne is next.
Suzanne, what movie did Brandon Lee die in while filming?
The Crow.
Oh
my
nice.
Gosh, on a dime she got that one.
Wait a minute. I have not given my verdict yet.
Your verdict.
That is correct.
He's Count Chocula over here.
That was awesome. Count Chocula's the man. All right. Okay, we've got just a couple more.
Okay,
what
Kim.
Star Wars TV special... in the 80s, has never been released on DVD. It's multiple choice. A, Halloween special. B, the Christmas special. C, Thanksgiving special. D, all of the above. Do you know it?
No.
You really don't know it?
No. Suzanne for the steal.
Suzanne for the steal.
It's the Christmas special.
Very good, sweet. Very good.
That is correct.
It's so bad it sounds just wrong that there was ever one. Okay, next to last question, and this is for Suzanne. The original captain of the Enterprise was Captain Fendar, Captain Picard, Captain Pike, or
Captain Crunch!
Or Captain Sanders. There's no Captain Crunch.
Oh, Lord.
So Fender, Picard, Pike, or Sanders?
I have no idea. Sanders.
Okay, Kim?
Isn't that the Colonel?
Yeah, that'd be Colonel, not Captain. No, Captain, it is Captain Pike. Rico will enjoy that.
Wait a minute, you're not Kim?
No.
No,
oh,
I
sorry.
I
she shook
I'm
her
head.
What?
Like, no,
she has no idea.
Where is your woman thing that you suddenly answered the question?
Your woman,
your woman thing.
Thing.
Well, I don't think I can say
put
the
your woman
word
thing
on
back
the
up.
I don't think I can say the V word here on the podcast.
No,
or
not today.
Can I?
Oh, my
no, you
gosh.
Can't. Okay, here's the last question. This one's for Kim for the steal.
Can
for
I
the
say
win.
Gucci?
No, for, I won't be for the win.
Not for the win. For the gold. For the Chinese. Here it is. Ready? Which Star Trek movie had the whales in it?
I saw it. Don't remember. I saw it.
Sorry, Kim. I don't remember is not a valid
it's not
answer.
The answer.
Do you know it?
It's actually one of my favorite ones.
All right. For Suzanne for the steal.
I don't remember which one.
I don't watch Star Trek.
Oh, Suzanne, you are so cool. You are so awesome.
We leave this up to our husbands.
Doesn't like. She's a big sci-fi fan, but she does not like Star Trek.
Really?
Suzanne, you should run away with me. You know, here in Columbia, we treat our woman right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's Star Trek 4. The Voyage Home.
Voyage Home, yeah. Yep.
You know, I actually got an interesting piece of info for people that have been following this show for a while and that know that old claims to never have seen anything related to Star Trek. Here's something. I actually saw that movie, but I was little that all I remember is the whale.
I thought you were going to say I was so drunk and all I remember. Yeah,
that's what I thought I was going to say. I was so stoned.
Dude, I was like, what, four or something?
You thought it was, you were so stoned, you thought it was Terms of Endearment or something.
I mean, I was so little that all I remember from the movie is the whale.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I thought it was a giant, I can't say turd in space because that's a poop story. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear, actually between here and now, we'll hear Rico's reviews of something O will want to listen to later. Apparently there's some interesting reference to him. So check that out. When we come back, we'll talk about a crappy movie of the week, a few bits in the news, and some other stuff before we round up our Valentine's?
Nice.
Valentine's special. Kim, now you have to leave here at the halfway point.
I do. Thanks, everybody.
I'm sad.
I will come back. I might make it back in time for the rest of the show.
I get a lot of requests to have you on, and I'm a little creeped out about it. I think people are weird. And please have your wife on. Her voice is really hot.
Oh, yes. Sexy voice. Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. Well, honey, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, fine. We'll see you. She has to go get my daughter, which is what we as parents do. We get our daughters. So thanks, Kim, and we'll be right back right after this message from You By Now. We'll be right back.
Hello, Extra Life Radio again. This is Rico from the Treks and Sci-Fi Podcast with another review for you. Just this past weekend, I got a chance to finally see Pan's Labyrinth, the amazing film from Mexican director Guillermo del Toro, who did the Hellboy movie, Blade 2, lots of other interesting films, and this is no exception to that. Really an amazing film, Pan's Labyrinth. Basically tells the tale of a small girl, a young girl, Ophelia, and she's going to live with her new father in the rural countryside of Spain around the time of World War II. And it's basically a dark fairy tale for adults. It's got a lot of strong themes. There's quite a bit of violence and darkness in this movie, but there's also some amazing things as well. Not really for the young kids, more for adults, teenagers, and that I think would enjoy it. But the amazing visuals in this movie are really stupendous, and I really recommend trying to see it in the theater. It's up for several Academy Awards this year, and director Del Toro has really done a great job with this film. I really enjoyed it quite a bit. The music is really neat, too, which I'm playing during this podcast review a little bit. So go check out Pan's Labyrinth, still playing in theaters. This is Rico signing off for this week.
Fascinating.
Hey, everybody, have you been to youbuynow.com? Have you bought now? Well, you need to if you haven't. Go check them out. These guys are great. Brian over there, Brian Welch, the guy runs a tight ship. Not only that, but you can find the coolest stuff ever. Recently, right around Christmas, we got some really great stuff from Brian, and these things are great. Great construction, great values. You can save 10% by using Extra Life as your code. Youbuynow.com, the only place you need to buy your next set of action figures.
I like the human race the way it is. I'm a person, not a collection of hunks of meat.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Thanks, Rico. Love his stuff. It's always good to hear from him. I need to adjust something. Oh, there we go. Ah, that's much better, much better. Anyway, not that it was bad before. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Let's get everybody back in here. Brian, Suzanne. Oh.
Hello. Here.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. Where'd O go? Did he leave? Here, go take a pee.
I'm here.
Okay. It's good to have you here. Oh, I messed up my mic. Okay, we're good. Sorry, I'm a little frantic tonight. I don't know what's going on, but it's good to have the wires on. I can hear you. You're there.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, but apparently this is the reason why nobody was answering me when I was talking to them during the...
Oh, you were muted or something.
Were you talking?
Yeah, I was talking.
Sorry, dude. It's contagious. My problems are contagious. All right. We're kind of doing things a little out of order because we had to kind of do that so Kim could go get my kids, which is an important thing for a parent to do.
Kim could go get my kids.
Yes, they're off.
Not our kids.
They're her kids. They're your kids. This is my computer. This is my Xbox. Those are your kids.
Holy crap, I forget all about this.
What?
We didn't turn on stick cam.
Oh, no, no, no. There's a reason why we didn't. And the fans will understand. I did something weird with my webcam drivers, and it's not functioning currently even to do sound. So I got to work that out, and there was no time before the show. It's not a problem. I'll work it out, but we couldn't do it. So I apologize. If anybody was planning on that, sorry. Don't know what else to say to you, but yeah, we'll work it out for next week. I know we said we were going to do it this week. And by the way, last week we said we were going to do the big webcomic thing today, but I forgot it was a Valentine's special.
Ooh,
so that's next week. So we're definitely doing that next week. And I've had a few people call in with their own comics, and maybe we'll have them on as well. Also, Jousting Justin has indicated he would very much like to come back, and he was on my short list, so that's perfect.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I thought he would hate me after I made the whole internet call him Jousting Justin. Would he actually didn't like it?
No, he actually referred to himself as Jousting Justin in the email.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's awesome. Sweet. He was a great guest, probably one of our best. So we'll definitely like to have him on again.
Hey, Justin.
You're not supposed to say that. How do you suppose the other guests feel?
I know. I got to tell you guys about one of these.
Jerk of the moment.
We haven't done a jerk of the moment in a very long time. Like 10, 12 episodes. And
was it the guy that shot all those people in Utah?
No, that guy's a jerk too. He's a dead jerk. Man, that was a terrible thing.
Dead?
Yeah, well, he died. He died in the shootout with the police.
Yeah.
I had just eaten there like recently. That was weird. Anyway, that's all sad and horrible. But this jerk of the moment is a guy I saw at the gym yesterday. So I went to the gym. I've been going every day trying to lose a little, shave off a little poundage. I'm 6'4", 215. I'd rather be 6'4", 200 or 195. Anyway, so I'm going to the gym every day. Great, great stuff, good times, whatever. Most of the time, people are really friendly, happy, whatever. Well, me and some dude were in there. I was on the stepper thing, doing about 30 minutes on it. He was on one of the treadmills, and I was going to go down and swim. And so I'm going to go just walk to the gate and get out of there and go down and swim. I get down to do it. It turns out he kind of gets off of his thing at the same time and starts walking toward the gate, and there's a door gate thing. Well, he had his little towel on his face, so he's not really seeing where he's going. So he bonks into me, just runs right into me, big, fat, sweaty guy, right? And so I said, oh, dude, so sorry about that. You know, I would totally took the responsibility and said I was sorry, even though it was him who was walking blind and ran into me. The guy pulls the towel down from his face, looks me square in the eyes, and throws me a bird, like, point blank.
Dude.
Just gives me the bird, like, 2-3 inches from my face. Is that terrible or what?
That's horrible.
That guy's a jerk of the moment.
What did Scott do?
I just stood there like an idiot.
I just cried.
It was like one of those. It felt like if it was a TV show or a movie,
yeah,
that would be the point where the director would say, and cut, because I didn't know what else to do. It was terrible.
So if you ever want to dumbify Scott, just shoot him bird.
Throw me the bird,
yeah,
baby.
No, if you ever want to be mentioned on the Extra Life Radio podcast, all you got to do is give Scott Johnson the bird.
Give me the bird. There's a restaurant here called Wingers. Their old slogan used to be, they make chicken wings, that's their biggest thing. And their old slogan used to be, give hunger the bird, which was an awesome slogan. It was totally cool. But a bunch of people complained, so they changed it to hungers for the birds or something stupid like that.
Hungers for the birds.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Because, yeah. You know,
we don't have bird flu. That's their new slogan.
We don't have bird flu. Do-do-do-do-do. All right.
Now the 100% bird flu.
Hey, Suzanne, I got to say, you did really well in the contest.
Yeah. Yay.
I was pretty impressed.
Well, that's because Suzanne has, throughout the time she's been living with that man, become a geek herself, if I'm not mistaken.
I see. Hey,
this place reeks of geek.
Now, I have two things I have to do before we move on, all right?
You said no poo jokes.
No poo jokes. I have to do two things. One, I have to let everybody know about the new guild that finally got worked out for Extra Life listeners, the Instance listeners, and listeners of the Buzz Out Loud podcast over at CNET. Yeah. It's come one, come
all. And
they
didn't take my suggestion, the poop troop.
No. And they thank goodness, because we'd have had that one canceled too. There was a huge thing. I don't want to get into it, but Blizzard basically has a bug in the system that totally messed us up. People that got added got disbanded for no reason. It was just crazy. Anyway, the end result is the guild is up and it's running. It's a little Latin phrase that I always forget how to say properly, so I'm just going to say, go into the game if you want to be part of this guild. It's on the Earthen Ring role-playing server. Look for Dreadspine. That's me. GURP.
I'm sorry, but Obsidian's killing me with the breathing.
I know. That is a little, he is breathing.
You okay over there,
is
man?
Is that him? I didn't know that was him.
I didn't even know it was me.
Got a little nose air, we like to call that.
I'm thinking he's having a heart attack or something. You all right, man?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I was thinking that in due time, you might even run into me.
Oh.
Excellent.
Oh,
really?
Yes, excellent. Awesome. There's a little secret about Obsidian and the World of Warcraft that we can't tell yet. But
we just did.
Yeah, actually. We kind of did. But take the hint for what it is. But when it happens for real, we'll let everybody know. But the point is, it's a great guild. We're doing a lot of role-playing, lots of fun. Look up Dreadspine, that's me, or GURP, that's my alt. If you want to find Andrew, his is Caustic, Kaustic. And
oh,
there's three or four other names that are all officers, and I can never remember them and how to spell them. So for now, just look up us, and we'll add you. It's not a problem. We'll just get you right in. So good times. Guild over there. It's fun. We're having a great time. And that's that. Okay,
that's one thing. You said you had two.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the other. Oh, the contest winner. I ran a contest on the blog last week. Bum, bum, bum. The contest was for a related thing, which is the collector's edition of World of Warcraft was donated by a fan who wanted me to give it away on the Extra Life radio show and podcast. And
do
I'm
you
trying,
want you to mention his name?
I'm trying to find it now.
He did, but it's not going to happen.
Did he want you to lose his name?
I feel like
I
an idiot.
He didn't.
He totally donated it, and I can't find his name.
He That's totally donated it? Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful. Hold on. Just wondering, BC.
He's so good at this.
I don't know what I had his name right here.
This whole podcasting thing.
All right, I'll mention it next week for sure. That guy sponsors today's episode. We'll just say that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Sponsored
he must feel so
guy.
Honored right now.
I feel bad. I
you
can't
know,
find
he's
it.
Probably, he's probably sitting there with his whole family, because I remember that one episode when we talked about how some people seem to listen to the show with their whole family, because then the kids hear when I say, and I'm not going to say it. You guys
boop.
Probably thought I was going to say it, but I'm not. So he's probably sitting there with his whole family, and he probably even invited his girlfriend's family, which he probably proposed to last week, and this would be a decisive moment in them actually letting him marry her. And he's like, oh, look, they're going to mention me. They're going to mention me. And you didn't. And he's going to be there telling them. That was me he was talking about.
I know. I feel bad. But I will
you
find
should.
It. I'll find it and do something special for him.
Thanks, that guy.
Anyway, thanks, that guy for donating.
Thanks, that guy. We're never going to forget you.
And we got 289 entries. My gosh.
Wow.
So I had I'm pulling these at random because there's really no other good, like, logical way to do this. And I'm going to pull one right now. You guys ready? Here it is.
Let's do it. Let's
and
do it.
The winner is...
Drum roll, please.
Nathaniel Larson. Nathaniel Larson. I don't know.
Is he kin to Mark?
Oh, that's what I was just thinking. I wonder if this... I don't think so. I know all of Mark's brothers. So as far as I know, there's no Nathaniel in his family.
Because you and Mark, you're really close, huh?
Oh, yeah. I like, never mind what I like. But anyway, so Nathaniel, send me your contact data. I will get you that route right away. And good luck having fun in the Burning Crusade Collector's Edition. This thing comes with a DVD and the music CD and all this other hoo-ha. It's pretty awesome.
No way.
Yeah.
Hoo-ha!
Good stuff. All right. What else? What else are we doing? Is that it?
We have crappy movie
we
of the week.
Lots of crap
we got crappy movie of the week. We definitely have that. But didn't we have something else we were going to stick in here?
News?
No news.
No news. Callers?
No. Oh yeah, callers.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Yep. Here it is. I got a couple of them. Yeah, I got a couple of them. Hold on.
Obsidian was supposed to what?
I'm losing it, dude. Serious. Okay, here's the first one.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, here's the real first call. This is interesting. So here it is.
Hey, Obsidian Scott. and Brian. I'm just going to ask you guys a question. I was just having a random thought here, kind of crazy, kind of weird, but if you were to be posed as a collectible or just an action figure at all, what three features would you want highlighted on your box that you could do?
Okay, I love this question. It's one of my favorite questions that have ever come to us, ever. And by the way, well, anyway, we'll get to that in a second. But so, Brian, if you were a action figure, what features would you want on the box, things you could do? And I assume he means things like kung fu action grip and, you know, that sort of thing.
I'm with you.
What would yours be? What would your powers be as a
I would definitely just say I would have, like, huge Popeye forearms on mine. That's what I would like to see.
He said we could have three features, right?
Yeah, three features.
That's okay, my first one. I got more.
Okay, number two.
And then huge calves.
Okay. So you're doing like an idealistic Brian here,
that's
right?
Awesome. That's awesome. And third?
And a little tiny butt.
Okay.
A little tiny butt.
So, in other words, you want to pose for the new Popeye collection is what you're wanting to do. That's what it sounds like. Okay, so Obsidian, what would your three powers be?
Okay, I would like one of those little strings you pull from the back, and each and every time you pull it, I say, crap it. That would be really
I take mine
awesome.
Back. That's what I want, too.
You can't have everything Obsidian has. He's a collector's edition model.
Yeah, I'm limited.
Okay, what else? Limited, number two.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, number two. Wait a minute. I actually had this. Oh, man. But this is actually serious. I want to be fully poseable. Because when I was little, it would always bug the crap out of me when you'd get an action figure and it wasn't fully poseable. Like the He-Man figures. Like,
yeah.
What the crap is up with that guy having his arm perpetually bent?
Yeah. that's what ticks me off, too. How can you classify a little statue a toy?
Yeah.
It has to have some type of articulation. Yeah,
I
want to
be fully poseable.
Okay.
I want to have the string that makes me say crap it.
Yeah.
And I want to be anatomically correct.
Oh, you stole one of mine. Dang it.
Would you really want to be that,
Yeah.
This is still going to be like 1/100 scale or something. Do you really want
that? No, that's great. I think those are three excellent ideas. You stole one of mine. Mine was the anatomically correct. So let me come up with a third one. But my first one would be, I need to have man boobs, man breasts.
Man breasts.
Did it squirt out milk?
No.
I've heard that the politically correct way to say it is moobs.
Moobs, yes. I want a pair of moobs, but the trick with the moobs is in the back, on my back, underneath my cape, which I, of course, will have. When you push that button in, the moobs actually flip up like headlights, right? They'll actually come up like caps, and little lights will blink in there like lasers. That's what I want there.
Well, you know, you should do it like that huge robot on Messenger, which actually fired her boobs. I mean, they would fly out. They were like
really?
Huge missiles.
Was that a Japanese anime type thing?
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't like it.
What did she do with her giant eyes and her barely moving mouth? That's what I'd like to know.
She's a robot.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought maybe it was a
huge robot.
All right. My second thing. So what did I get? The moobs? I already did that. The second thing would be I would like my limbs to all be Stretch Armstrong type limbs.
The bad thing about my little brother actually had a Stretch Armstrong action figure, and it was pretty cool for the first day, but then it would start tearing and dripping that goo it had inside of it.
Yeah, that's it.
You want to be gooey on the inside too?
That stuff was bad. Like it would kill you if you inhaled it or not inhaled it, but
inhaled it.
You're snorting.
How did you play with your toys?
You're snorting Stretch Armstrong on a Friday night. That's awesome. So no, and then my third thing would be my head would unscrew and you could fill it with green goo, like the little slime goo. And when you squeeze my face, it would make the slime goo come out of my ears and nostrils.
Is this replacing the anatomically correct feature?
Yes, dude. Since that one's not there anymore, I have to go for something. So that's the perfect action figure for me. I would love to be that guy.
That would be awesome.
Maybe somebody could. Maybe Brian Welch has some connections. Maybe he can get us made.
Well, I've seen a bunch of things where they've got. I see some clips from Toy Fair up in New York, which Brian Welch actually got to go to this past week.
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal this week.
Yeah, jerk. And But I've seen where they have like they're rendering 3D models of people's faces, like they're scanning people's faces in,
yeah,
and I guess creating these form faces for these little action figures. So
that's pretty cool. Now
I guess you're able to make your own action figures.
Actually, I got an offer once in my email from a company
in
Japan that makes amazing action figures, and I was really interested. I went, I checked it out, everything, but the cost of making like the prototype was just incredibly. I mean, he actually told me, "Oh no, it's very cheap." I'm like, "Oh really? I'm gonna go check it out." And so I asked him, like, okay, you know, I want to do a prototype of O. How much would that cost? And like, oh, no, it's really cheap. Just, you know, a few hundred dollars.
Oh.
Like,
yeah. That's probably is actually cheap.
Is
it cheap probably is cheap, yeah.
Yeah, no, no, it is really cheap. But
setup.
Yeah. I mean, it is really cheap, but I just don't have like $300, $400 just lying around. Oh, yeah, sure, let's do a prototype.
Did he say, oh, we have money just like your peso. Take many yen to make it. They say something like that where it takes like 4,000 yen to make one peso or, wait, one action figure.
Well,
how much
actually,
extra was it to make it anatomically correct?
Yeah. Well, add another 2 cents.
Well, that's a whole lot of material there. Yeah. We're talking about like, it's like a whole other figure.
Yeah, it's like 5 pesos. It's not a big deal. Anyway, that's great. And by the way, one of these days we'll have on Chris. My old friend Chris, he's actually been on the show before. He's actually into this making your own action figure stuff.
Sweet.
And we may have him on sometime and talk about that. Sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
We should draw. That should be like our comic contest.
Yeah.
We should draw our own action figures as we would see ourselves.
And then have somebody prototype them.
Yeah.
For free.
For free,
We don't want to pay for that.
That part is the most important.
Yeah. We don't care how they do it. Pewter, whatever. Franklin Mint, whatever.
Pewter?
Pewter. Use your pewter. You mean to turn
my pewter. I was about to say. I use my pewter.
You need to turn that pewter on. All right. Let's do something that we like to do. What do we do here? Oh, we do this because I can't find the song.
We still got
yet.
The crappy movie of the
week. Damn it. I know, and I can't find the song.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
And this week's Crappy Movie of the Week is brought to you by the guy, I can't remember his name, who got the Burning Crusade giveaway contest for us today.
That guy.
Yeah, well, that guy. We're never going to forget you.
We'll do it again next week because he's awesome for doing this. I mean, that's an $80 thing. That's no small potatoes.
Don't humiliate the poor guy anymore.
I know. I feel bad. Bad as it is. The movie is Cave Girl from 1985. I have to say, I've seen this movie.
I've seen it, too.
And it sucks.
I have not.
Suzanne, have you seen this film?
No.
All right. Well,
I saw the title and I said, I got to get this, you know, it's Cave Girl.
Cave Girl, she's hot.
Foxy
lady. 1985, the guy who made it, wrote it, and directed it, and never did anything else ever again.
Carol Hannah in that?
No. Some other girl that's sort of semi, people might know her. I think she ended up getting spat out the bottom of the porn industry much years later. I actually don't know. I made that up. Actually, I didn't make
it
up. I actually didn't make it
up.
I didn't actually make it up. I actually stole it from Seinfeld, so that's even worse. Here's the plot summary. On a class excursion to a cave with Stone Age paintings, the clumsy character Rex gets lost. A mysterious crystal opens a gateway in time and sets him back to the Stone Ages, where he meets a group of prehistoric fellows, in the gorgeous Eba is her name. While teaching her English and doing some pseudo-research on her fellows, who wrote this, dude? His main goal is to get her sleeping with him. That's great. However, the curiosity of this clan chief disturbs his attempts. It sounds really stupid, and as I recall, it's bad.
The cave girl's name
years
is
ago.
Eve?
Eba, E-B-A.
Which is Eve in Spanish.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, some Mexican probably helped
face.
Make the thing.
In your face!
Eba.
Ooh, I see a cave girl for 2007 on Internet Movie Database.
Oh, no.
Take that, Genesis!
They're going to redo it or something?
This is a development project. I don't know.
What kind of atrocity are they going to feed us with that? That's terrible. They shouldn't do it.
Star Lindsay Lohan. I'm just kidding.
Dude, somebody has a guild in World of Warcraft. We talked about it on the instance called Riders of Lohan. Pretty funny.
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyway, let's see. Let's do this. This one deals with getting some burgers. These are really incoherent themes or clips, but they're still worth it. So check it out.
I was thinking afterwards we could maybe, you know, go go get some burgers. If, you know, if you like burgers, I like burgers. But if you know, it's okay if you don't like because we don't have. You know, we could get pizza, which is also good. Although, unless I see, I don't eat green things. It's something my mother never made me.
Okay, the deal is.
I didn't know the movie was starring Woody Allen.
I know
that's what I was going to say. So I'm like Woody Allen. Exactly.
It was obviously a very bad Woody Allen impression. But I think he takes her to his time and tries to get her to eat regular food. As I recall, at some point they're not in the past the whole time. He actually gets them in the future, or something. Kind of an Encino Man vibe going there. I don't know.
Also a great movie.
Pretty bad. I wanted to play a little bit of the theme song. Okay.
I'm sorry. I was just reading the quotes off of the Internet Movie Database.
Oh.
From Eba. Well, I better let you do. Better let you play.
I thought you were gonna say. I thought you were gonna say the theme song. I thought the word theme song made you laugh. I'm like, what is wrong with Brian? He's losing it. All right, I'll tell you what. I'll save the theme song for last so I make sure I don't play any of the clips you're about to read. All right, here's one about three bears, although she calls it something else.
Once upon a time, there were three bears. Three bears.
Bincha.
Right, Binchas. Three Binchas. And there was a mama Bincha and a papa Bincha and a baby Bincha.
Oh.
This little... What?
A
baby
Bincha.
Baby
Bincha.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, dude. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible. Bincha. That's so bad. Okay, this one's my favorite. I forgot about this one. It's about him wanting to write a book. This is really great. It's only 3 seconds, but it's so worth it. Check it out.
With all the sex and violence, I decided to write a book.
Isn't that awesome? With all That's the sex great. And violence, I decided to write a book. I guess he means caveman violence. I don't know.
I guess so.
I really think I saw this like in 86 or 87 or something. It was forever ago. So I can't really remember it. Okay, I'm going to play the theme song, and then, Brian, I want you to hold on to that quote. Oh, no, go ahead. You want to read it now? Do it now.
Don't matter.
Yeah, no, okay. Do it now.
One of the quotes from it is the cave girl, Eba, says, Eba have big boobs. What Rex have big?
What? Say that
Eba
one more.
Eba have big boobs. She's referring to herself in the
She's
third
talking,
person.
Okay, it's the cave woman talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Cave
what
girl.
Rex have big?
What the crap, dude? I'm still not sure exactly what that means, but
she's asking him what Rex has is big. Okay,
oh,
Eba's got the big boobs.
Oh my Scott, you seriously had not understood it?
I didn't. I thought you meant something else. Okay.
Oh.
We're gonna say she was talking about his big time
machine.
How are
you even allowed out on the street?
He has big forearms.
Yeah, his big
Told
forearms.
You something
his calves? Big forearms, his big calves, and his tiny butt. All right, listen to this theme song. If this isn't the epitome of crappy 80s music, I don't know what is. How is that a cave girl song?
Wow, that's nice. Was that Cyndi Lauper?
That was. No, it sounded like something that got rejected from like the Breakfast Club or something. Just bad.
No, that was more like Kids Incorporated.
Yeah, a little bit.
Kids Incorporated.
Oh my gosh, how do you guys remember that stuff?
K-I-D-S. That was pretty long to me.
Okay, and also to stem the flow from what we know will happen after the show's up, that people will complain we didn't use the name Dean Cain in the show. Dean Cain.
But we did it last show. I mean, we actually mentioned him last
No, we did. But most of the time people are like, you mentioned him in like 4 episodes. There's the curse on your head. Hey, listen
so
to this.
They're all manly women who are complaining this, what you're saying?
Now, listen to this. Dean Cain is in a new movie. And not only is he in a new movie, but he's in a new movie with... Zod, General Zod, freaking,
really?
What's his
That's
name?
Awesome.
I can't think of his name all of a sudden. What's his name? Who's General
Bud.
Zod?
What, the name of the actor?
Yeah.
Well, you know he's Zod.
Oh, you know him for it. What are you taking a crapper for that?
No.
Who's Zod from?
Henry Tate? What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Henry Tate is not right, but that's coming to my brain. Something's wrong with me. Henry Tate. Jim Tate. Tate. Jim Franks. Frankie Haight. What is it, damn it? Are you typing?
I'm looking. Yeah, no. General Zod is Terrence Stamp.
Terrence Stamp. What's wrong with me? I knew this.
You weren't even close.
Okay, Terrence Stamp. And guess who Dean Cain plays? It's a movie about the Metal Something Massacre at some Old West Mormon Trail mass killing Indian thing. And it really is. And I guess Terrence Stamp, Zod plays Brigham Young. And Dean Cain plays Joseph Smith, of all people. Kind of interesting. So Dean Cain.
Very interesting.
And what's more interesting is actually Dean Cain in a movie that's being theatrically released, which is really notable.
Well, that's not Nash.
Well, I don't know. The logical way to do things is to move up in the world. So
yeah, I guess so.
Good for you, Master Cain.
What's the name of the movie? Is it called Streetlight? What's it called?
It's called Kneel Before Zod. I don't know what it is. I can't remember. It's something.
Oh, it was September Dawn.
September Dawn, that's it. September Dawn is an old, what's his name song? Neil Diamond. It's an old Neil Diamond song. I can't
Why
think
do
of
you
any
even
names.
Bother?
I don't know. I can't think of any names tonight. Who am I? Who are you? Anyway, I'm getting old timers.
And who's that guy?
And
he
that
gave
thing
us the crap.
With the deal. All right. Well, that's going to about do it for this episode of the show, everybody. This has been Extra Life Radio number 125. Holy crap. We got a lot of calls to play. You'll hear those after the show, so stay tuned for that. If you want to contribute to such things, you can do so by calling 206-203-CRAP. That's crap. And that's 2727 if you don't have little letters on your phone. If you'd like to send us an email, either audio or written comments, you can always do that. That address is myextralife@gmail.com. Visit myextralife.com for all your comic needs 3 days a week, except maybe tomorrow because I'm really tired. Yeah, we'll see. You can also join the message boards, hang out in the blog, and just have a good old time. We're having a great time over there. And don't forget to join the guild if you're playing WoW. Even if you just make a little Obi alt character, we just love to have you over there on Earthen Ring. So check it out. We are a horde guild, so your alliance tree-hugging pansies can keep your distance. Just kidding. We hope to see you guys next week for a brand new show. That would be number 126. We'll see you then.
Previously on Extra Life Radio.
I'm here to rock you like a hurricane.
The variety pack that has all the games, including the one that I played in college.
It's time for the meat. Turn the lights on.
Opened up in front of like everyone in all sorts of ways you never thought you would be.
Hey ho, there you go.
Come on, Steve, go get her.
I like the slippery soap ball they played with the whole game.
And you wonder how long they can carry that too. Except Paco sticks.
Do they have the many arms of Bishnu on some sort of statue or something? It's the home catheter colostomy bag combo kit.
Pocky. They're called Pocky sticks, not Paco sticks.
10 Brazilian. How much is a Brazilian? Anyone ever had those in here? Those are good, dude. Mm.
Oh, so it's the houses that time of the month.
He's going to get his noodle cut off or something.
I would like to be totally turned into a big gadget.
I knew a guy that could throw up on command. That guy was awesome. My 12-year-old still poops her pants.
I need proof. You know, I need someone else to see it. My kid's got it up the back, on her jacket, on her pants, on her onesie, on her shoes, and in her hair.
Yeah, but that's not your
thing. I'm freaking out about it on my finger.
Now you've made a jobby. You need to flush down the jobby. Honey, I'm coiling and grumpy, and it ain't pretty. Hand me those bagels.
By the way, I should say hi, Sebastian.
I think the worst thing I ever did was pee in my own coffee.
If I save that for my wife and my chillins.
Hi, everyone.
Here's a hot one.
Ever heard of Natline?
They build Seattle rafts.
Check us out.
That's just me.
You'll find the dumbest man of the week.
Where was she hiding the legs?
An AFI Top 100 movie.
Come on, who hates Charlie Chaplin?
The D4 discussion topic.
A D6 is way too normal.
And occasional interviews.
An out-face of Al Gore. He goes,
you can find us at natline.com, G-N-A-T-L-I-N-E, or on iTunes.
I'm not sure if I can talk about this, but I'm pretty confident that this is not going to really reach anyone.
Hey, Scott, gang, and possible guest at ELR. This is Fessworks. I've been listening to ELR for a while now and decided to chime in with my 2 cents about webcomics in about 60 seconds here. Anyway, Scott, I mentioned to you in a Wemail once about the Web Cartoonist Choice Awards and that they're currently underway. I ended up nominating Extra Life for Outstanding Gaming and Outstanding Short Form Awards. Sadly, Extra Life did not make the final voting rounds. Instead, the Order of the Stick, Penny Arcade, PvP, and VG Cats are the finalists for the gaming category. Now, I know that's a bit hard to get into the gaming category. I mean, Extra Life is not exclusively about video games, but neither are these guys. Perhaps you didn't know about the Web Cartoonist Choice Awards, but I think you would have had plenty of peers to nominate you and each other into getting into the finalist round. In any case, once you guys air this ELR, the voting round should be over and the winners should be announced next week. And since this ELR is centered around webcomics, I was curious to know what you and the others thought about the Web Cartoonist Choice Awards and possibly about the finalists.
Hey, this is James from Nobody's Listening Podcast, and I just have my Philly done, and they stinking took the whole bottom of my jaw and numbed it. So I sound like Homestyle 1-0. and my tongue feels like if I told I just swallow it. And I'm not sure if I'm chewing on the inside of my mouth or not, so I'm taking this huge risk in calling and leaving a message, but I just wanted you to be able to enjoy the feeling of making fun of somebody that normally talks pretty good, but now sounds like Homestyle 101. It's a diaper show. So have fun with your diaper show. Bye-bye.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Andrew. Just calling in. I just want to ask you guys a quick question about the about you guys being artists and all. I don't know if you actually draw them, hand draw them, and then scan them, or draw them on the computer. But most artists are left-handed, and I was just wondering if Brian, Scott, and O, if you guys are all left-handed or right-handed, or what's the deal when you draw in the comics, rather. Let me know.
Scott, you are so right about the Brazilian restaurants. I once got with two friends and drove five hours to go to one and put myself into a meat coma just from all the goodness that is there. Delicious.
Hey, Scott. ELR, this is James. I was watching Heroes this past week where Hiro Nakamura meets up with his dad, a.k.a. George Takei from Star Trek, of course. You know, I'm all for throwing in some hidden things just to keep fans on their toes, but towards the end of this recent episode, when Hiro's dad gets into his dark sedan, I glanced just briefly at his license plates, and George Takei's character's license plate said NCC-1701. That's lame. So why don't you just put a Star Trek shirt on the character and just call it that, you know? Like I said, if you're going to throw in some stuff just to keep the audience on their toes, that's fine. But come on, that was just too easy. Too easy. Anyway, love the show. Bye.
Hey, Scott. This is Lenny. Hey, you on the last show, you talked about the Brazilian place that serves nothing but meat, and you have the red and the green card. Yeah, that place is called Brasa Grill. We have one right here in downtown Cleveland, and if you go back to our archives, probably around show 15 or 16 or 17, I don't know, it's a Nora's birthday show from 2005, we actually do a show right from Brasa Grill, and it's a big thing. We had a, you know, people keep bringing us meat. It's great stuff, and delicious. You're right, that stuff rocks. So anyway, just I'd like to, you know, edify some of your listeners about what the hell Scott's talking about. All right, see you, bye.
Hey, Scott, just wanted to say I love the show, and hope that it doesn't get political, because I would prefer it next year. Because it seems like everything else is these days. Thanks.
Hey, great news, ELR. I'm going to be filthy rich now. I just read a little article where the Sony president, Jack Trenton, said that if you can find a PS3 anywhere in North America that's been on shelves for more than 5 minutes, I'll give you $1,200 for it. Well, guess what? I just went to my Best Buy in Fargo, North Dakota, and I saw five just sitting there on the shelf. Hey, well, there you go. That's $6,000 for me. Hey, yeah, I wonder what I can spend with my money. Huh. Yeah, so good luck finding your own money and getting money. Hey, maybe it'll be enough to get Obsidian to Dragon Con. Hey, good luck with that.
Hey, Extra Life Radio, it's Old Man Franks again, and I got a friend here who wants to say something to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, it's Brandon from Texas, a.k.a. the BMAT, and I just wanted to say thanks for playing two of my calls on the show last week, and for playing Old Man Franks' very, well, nice attempt at doing a, you know, little promo for you. By the way, just as a little follow-up, the day it snowed, it cleared up within 2 hours, and it did not even get close to freezing overnight, so I had to go into work, and I didn't get to play a little Warcraft. So my eyeballs did not, in fact, explode. Anyway, just thought you might appreciate the follow-up, and looking forward to next week's show and figuring out who the guest host will be. Kudos to Kristen for the Manic Mommy. She always delivers a good podcast. All right, later, guys. Thanks, Old Man Frank. Bye, guys.
Hello, hello. My name is Ocker, and I'm a big fan, and I heard you were doing a show on webcomics, and it just so happens that I got me one of them. Its name is Tip of the Sword, and it's found at tipofthesword.comicgenesis.com. You should totally maybe check it out. Now, in exchange for the shameless plug, I present to you my impression of Obsidian. Well, you see, Scott, the thing is, Dean Cain is a terrific actor, and, for example, I live in Colombia, where I play Dungeons and Dragons and draw fantasy art. And did you know that future sport is, in fact, the sport of the future? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go and teach art at the college and blind people with my shiny baldness. Goodbye. Clitoris.
That was your brain on podcasting. Any questions? Good. Please visit abovetheinfluenza.com and for the truth.
Oh, I'll give you sauce, buddy.
The Tripod Network. What's on?